Are you a practitioner or a coach listening to this? If so, I would love to ask you, do you use hypnotherapy in your practice working with clients? And if not, would you like to? The power of hypnotherapy is limitless. And so often we experience our clients struggling to reach their goals. It's because they're coming up against their own brick walls and getting stuck. But you can help them through the power of hypnosis break through all of that, working with their unconscious mind to put the suggestions in to have them taking the action to achieve the results that they want. They are thrilled with your coaching techniques. They're getting the results they want. You feel amazing because you are helping your client get the results they want. It's a win-win. And another win is that it's an added revenue stream for you in your business. So if you like the feel of helping your clients get the results they want, if you like the sound of that, then definitely reach out, Melissa, at yourguidedhealthjourney.com or click the Linktree link below for my Unlimited Power of Hypnosis class to learn more. It's a weekend designation program that I teach, valid in 42 countries. You write an exam after taking the experiential course, and you can be admitted to the American Board of Hypnotherapy and start using hypnotherapy one-to-one with your clients and have them achieving the results they want. Imagine getting up every day full of energy as if you were in your 20s again. What would that be like? What would that be worth to you? What is your health worth to you? Think about it. Your health isn't everything, but without it, everything else is nothing. And yet, too many of us are taking it for granted until something goes wrong. No one wakes up hoping to be diagnosed with a disease or chronic illness, and yet we've never been taught how to be proactive in our health through our school system or public health. As a registered health coach and integrative health practitioner, I believe it is time this information is made available to everyone. Combining new knowledge around your health and the ability to do my functional medicine lab tests in the comfort of your own home will allow you to optimize your health for today and all your tomorrows. Don't wait for your wake-up call. Welcome back to another episode of the Don't Wait for Your Wake Up Call podcast. I am here with Michelle Drew. Welcome to the show, Michelle.
Thank you so much, Melissa. I'm thrilled to be here with you today.
I'm excited to have you here, and I want to introduce you a little bit to the audience. Michelle is a certified naturopathic wellness and anti-aging consultant with a passion for helping women over 40 to navigate the inevitable changes that happen with our bodies. Now, she wasn't always on this path of natural wellness. She found herself in ICU in a medically induced coma for 3 weeks because she did not take good care of herself, and her mess became her message. And she is now on a mission to help other women make better choices before they end up sick and feeling hopeless. It just takes one step at a time, and she's here to walk with you on your journey to living a long, healthy, and age gracefully. So, Michelle, I would love to dive a little bit more into that, into your story, because I find with healers that it's always the story of themselves or someone that they're close to that has created the transformation in them to get you to where you're at today. So please share where you were at.
Yes, and that is so true. And you know, our mess can always become our message. Mm-hmm. Everything is happening for us, not to
yes.
us.
Yes.
And I was just on this, you know, climbing corporate ladder journey, you know, doing all the things for everybody else and working 60 hours a week and doing, you know, everything that I was taught was the right thing to do, work hard. And I just, most of my meals back then came from a drive-through window, which I can't even imagine that I did that because I would never go to a drive-up window now, but
never.
You know, just, yeah.
You didn't know back then, right? So
I
we're always
really
doing
didn't.
The best with the resources that we have available, and you're working 60-hour weeks. You needed to fuel your body for some energy. That was the quickest way you could do it, and you didn't know what you didn't know.
This is so true. So true.
Which is why you're here, though, is to change that for others, because once they hear this, you can no
right.
longer unknow what you know.
That's true. And sometimes I feel bad for people that I talk to because I'm like, you're never going to forget this. You're going to know this for the rest of your life. Now, when you drive through that window, you're going to be going, I'm putting something in my body that is not food. I always tell people, buy a Happy Meal and leave it on your shelf. See how long it takes to change color. It won't. It won't. But yeah, I just, I knew that I wasn't well, but I was too stubborn to slow down and take care of it.
You had
and
one more that, thing to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Always. Always. Yes. So what really catapulted the situation was I'm a crazy animal lover. And I had a Rottweiler puppy at the time who knocked me down a flight of stairs because he wanted to go ahead of me. So I thought that I had cracked a rib. So I wrapped my ribs nice and tight because that's what I thought you should do if you had a cracked rib. Well, I did not have a cracked rib. I had pneumonia. So wrapping my ribs nice and tight just made them fill up quicker. And that's what landed me in the hospital was, you know, very, very severe pneumonia. Yeah.
And so that's one of those things where I love to say, listen when your body whispers to you so it doesn't have to yell at you.
Yes. And it yelled loud and clear. It's like, down, girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
3 weeks in ICU for pneumonia is pretty severe pneumonia.
Yes. Yes. I was in a medically induced coma for 3 weeks. Yeah. And they told my family, we really don't think she's going to survive because one lung was 100% full. The other one was 75% full. So I had lack of oxygen going to my brain for an extended period of time. And they said, if she does survive, she'll be a vegetable for the rest of her life. So that was their story, not mine.
Yeah, because here you are today.
Yes. Not a vegetable.
Not a vegetable. Definitely not a vegetable. Perfectly capable of functioning in the way that you should. So share more about that. You survived. It was their story, not your story.
Yeah. So it was a long road to recovery. I mean, I weighed 90 pounds when I got out of the hospital. I had to learn how to stand on my tippy toes again, how to walk. And I was on a walker with oxygen at 42 years old. So just bad. So, you know, in the beginning, I didn't know what to do, where to turn, because people were caring for me and making sure I was able to, you know, be in the shower and all that. So I started taking baby steps. That's why I help people with baby steps and, you know, improved my diet, you know, improved my hydration and, you know, changed some of the bad habits. And then I started to get educated and learned from professionals, not just Dr. Google, which I advise against. But you know, it really was a long journey. And 2007 was when I actually went all in. And I'm like, I'm just not going to tippy-toe around this anymore. I'm going all in, no fast foods, no processed foods, hydrating every day, making sure I know the pH of my body and, you know, track that. And, you know, cleaned up my gut. And it's been amazing. I haven't been sick since I changed my ways.
That's beautiful. And was there a place in there where there was a mindset shift for you where you chose that you were going to do this differently?
Yeah. I mean, I knew that it was do or die. That, you know, I had to make some drastic changes or I was going to be miserable. Convenience today turns out being very inconvenient in the long run.
Yes.
Those drive-up windows ended up being extremely inconvenient.
Yes, absolutely. So you talked about cleaning up your gut, and this is the month of gut health on the podcast. So let's talk about the importance of your gut in your overall health and wellness and what you needed to do there.
Yeah, I focus on gut health first and foremost, gut health and pH, because it's so critical to everything. If your gut is messed up, there's a chance that you're going to have acne. You would never look at those two things as being even remotely related, but they're hugely related. So, you know, it just, you know, a matter of, you know, eating the right foods, eating enough fiber. The average person today gets about 8 grams of fiber.
Mm-hmm.
And we should have about 30.
Right.
So getting more fiber, eating more fruits and vegetables, eating from the rainbow, getting a good probiotic. one that's going to live through the stomach acid and actually, arrive in the small intestine where it's going to do its work. So, it was it was just eye-opening. It's amazing how important your gut health is to your overall wellness.
It is, and it's a quote that I love is what Hippocrates said. And he lived thousands of years ago, and he said, all dis-ease starts in the gut.
Yep, exactly. That's in one of my presentations on my PowerPoint slide.
Yeah, and I love to flip that around and say, therefore, all health starts in the gut.
100%.
And he knew that thousands of years ago.
Right, exactly.
And yet, our doctors don't talk about gut health today.
Never, or pH. Mm-hmm. They poo-poo it. It's like, oh, that's not important. How can it not be important? The pH of our body is where, disease is going to either manifest or not. And my logo is a picture of a beautiful woman. It's just a sketch looking at the earth, because the earth has everything we need to be well.
Yes, it absolutely does. Yeah. Absolutely does. So let's talk a bit more about pH. Mm-hmm. And dive into, as you said, the environment, the pH level of your body is indicative of whether your body is, brewing dis-ease or health. So let's talk more about that and how you work with your clients in regards to guiding pH and gut health.
You cannot have an unhealthy gut and have good pH in your body. They go hand in hand. So I use these little test strips. It's like simple. They it comes with like test strips that we test saliva and urine first thing in the morning. And there's, exact times that you want to test them. And then we test against the color strip. We want to be, my perfect world is between 7.2 and 7.6. Mm-hmm. I test my pH every 6 to 8 weeks. And, I track it. And if I, I tracked it. Tested it yesterday. I came out a little bit low. I was 6.8, which isn't bad, but it's not in the sweet spot. Right. And I sat back and I said, okay, so what have I done differently? Oh, I know. So I just need to get back on track with the things that I let slide.
Yeah. Which we do. We get busy, etc., and we can let things slide. And so having those regular check-ins is helpful, because it's that reminder that, what do I need to do to get back on track? So yep. I love that. Maybe you can give me the link to where you get those test strips, and I can put them in the show notes for people as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. So as you said earlier, convenience today is very inconvenient in the future.
Yeah.
So when you're working with your clients, how are you helping them shift out of that convenience stage phase? Because like you, they're busy. They're just doing the best with the resources that they have in order to be able to make the necessary shifts in their health.
Mm-hmm. Baby steps, because they're not going to stop cold turkey overnight. They're just not. So if somebody is, I have one of my clients drink 6 large Dunkin' Donuts coffees a day and no water, zero. So I was like, okay, so what if we replace one of the 6 coffees with a bottle of water? And she was like, okay, I can do that, but don't tell me to give up my coffee. So I help them with baby steps. If you're going to the drive-up window, five lunches a week, let's just do 4 this week and see how you do. And prepare one lunch to bring to work with you, or bring with you, or have at home if you're working from home. Let's start there. And then they'll be like, okay, that wasn't so hard. I can do two. I can do 2 good meals or good lunches a week. So, I find that when you throw everything at people, the compliance is just not there. It's about loving on them and helping them to feel better so that they're motivated to say, okay, what else could I do? Because I feel so much better on the days that I eat a good lunch.
And that is the beautiful thing about the human body, is when we create the environment for it to heal, it will start healing very quickly. And so we notice that we're feeling better very quickly. And that motivates us to keep going.
Yes.
So let's just go back to hydration there for a second, because you talked about the six coffees and the one water and no water. Some people might believe that six coffees is hydration.
Yes. It's so funny. I did a presentation the other night and somebody asked about that. It's like, oh, so my coffee is water. So that's a cup, right? That's a glass of wine. I'm like, no, 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 no. Caffeine is dehydrating, not hydrating. And if somebody doesn't love water, I get it. It's bland. It's not exciting. I use a natural aloe. I mean, I like water. I don't mind it, but sometimes I like to have a little flavor. So I have an all natural aloe juice that I put in, I put in my water. It's good for my digestive tract anyways. It heals everything all the way from here to the other end all the way. So it's a good thing. And it makes my water taste a little bit of a strawberry flavor.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Yeah. I like to use the juice of half a lemon or half a lime as well. Or even I drink a lot of herbal teas. I don't like cold drinks. I like room temperature or warmer. So I'll drink herbal teas. And of course, then there's a myriad of flavors out there.
Yes.
And some with, again, very beneficial remedies. So mine that I'm drinking right now, it's a green ginger. So there's the ginger is very good for the gut. It's very good just for calming the body. The green is very good antioxidants. So there's a lot of benefits. So herbal teas are hydration, just for the audience to hear.
Yes, 100%.
Caffeinated teas and caffeinated coffees are definitely not.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And that will affect the balance of your pH.
Mm-hmm.
Starting your day with a cup of coffee, first thing that hits your system, not a good plan.
Exactly. So talk to me a little bit more. You said there's very specific times that you have people test their pH initially. And then you said it's about every 6 to 8 weeks. So
yes.
And you said there's urine and there's saliva samples. So can you just go into a little bit more detail around that?
Yes, absolutely. So we collect the saliva and the urine. We don't put the tab in our mouth because there's chemicals on it. So first thing in the morning, before you drink even a sip of water, we're going to test the saliva. I spit in a spoon, I dunk the tab, I just dunk one of these tabs. And within 15 seconds, you want to see where it comes in on the scale. Mm-hmm. Because mm-hmm. after that, the air starts to change the color of the pH strip.
Right.
So, and then for the urine, it's not the first urine in the morning. So if you get up at, just before you wake up and you get up and you go to the bathroom, the next urine. So it's the second urine of the day. If you don't get up, like in those wee hours of the morning, then you're always going to do the second or beyond. And then you just pee in a Dixie cup or whatever. Same thing, dip a different strip in and, hold it against. And you can have your urine all the way down at like 5.5 and your saliva can be perfectly fine. So there are different, indications for that as well. Are both urine and saliva acidic? That's probably not a good place for you to be. Is one or the other acidic? You're not as far gone as, but you can turn it around so easily by just changing a few habits.
And ideally you want both to be alkaline.
Absolutely. Yes. Yes. Yep.
And so
7.2 to 7.6 is my ideal.
Right. And so, as you said, it's very easy to start turning things around once you know. And so this is about, it's a very easy test for people to be doing at home.
Simple.
On their own, and then learning the steps to be able to turn it around.
Right.
So when you were recovering from being in the ICU and you decided to get educated, what was that process? What training did you go through? And some of it was self-education. What was that process to get you to where you're at today?
Yeah, I mean, I just learned about the importance of supplementation. And I didn't grow up on good vitamins. I mean, we took Flintstones. So I just started to learn more about getting the nutrients into the body. And I started taking really good supplements and, from antioxidants and anti-inflammatories to calcium and all the things. And I started to feel really good. And, you know, I just continued on that journey of learning from naturopathic health professionals and registered dietitians. And I have a really good network. And so, you know, I would just ask them questions whenever I had their ear and, you know, just baby steps. And, you know, I would add in a new regimen, or if I would just, you know, some things didn't resonate with me. And I'm like, okay, I'm probably not going to do a cold plunge. And I still haven't gotten that my head around that, even though I know how good it is for you. Summer's coming though, maybe.
But I did one last October.
How was it?
It was a very interesting experience, and it was at a conference in the cold plunge tub that they brought to the conference, and then they had a coach to coach you through it because it was most people's first experience. And I was in it for 5 minutes, and the water temperature was like 44 degrees Fahrenheit, and it takes your breath away. And so that's why they have the coach there to coach you through it, so that you can remember to breathe and breathe deeply and work on breathing deeply. And then once I got my breathing under control, then I was able to stay there.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was an interesting experience.
Yeah, it is so, so good for you.
It is. It really
it's
is.
It's amazing. I just like, and I've tried doing it in the shower. That's not an experience. That's
right.
Just like, okay, I've got to put my hand on that faucet and turn it down and stay there. So I have a group of girlfriends who cold plunge every Sunday, and I'm like, count me in the spring. So that's an experience, you know, going with a group of people and you doing it at the conference. It's different. You
yes.
know, it's different
yes.
than standing in the shower by yourself with nobody watching. And it's like, I can't do this.
And it's also just an example of how different practices serve different people, right?
True.
And so there is no one solution for everyone. And there might be people that love cold plunges and they're happy to do that in the shower as well, whereas it doesn't work for you. So you have, you know, different options on your health journey. And that's the beautiful thing about this, is that every single person's health journey is built for what works for them.
Yes. I always say every body is different.
Yes, exactly.
And it is. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, well, I hope you enjoy your cold plunges come spring.
I hope so too.
And I love the work that you are doing with your clients, because I do agree, the pH of the body is so important. And the gut, like we've said, the gut is where disease or health starts.
Exactly.
And the pH of the body will determine which of those is happening. And so to be able to know that and easily know that and understand it, and then have steps that you can take to rectify it, is very empowering for people.
It is. It really is. And people want the knowledge. They just don't know where to get it. There's so much information coming at us every day from every social media and TV and all of it. They just don't know. And they want to know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And yeah, so I always love sharing the why, because people want to know. And then when they understand the why, they're much more likely to stick with whatever it is that they're doing. And
yeah.
I know you do the exact same thing.
Yeah. And it's funny that you say that, because that's, I have to know their why. It's a must, because if they're like, oh, I just want to feel better, that's not going to get you through the days that you don't feel that you feel like going to Burger King. Not going to get you through those days. Do you want to see your grandkids graduate from high school? Do you want to meet your great grandchildren? Right. But why do you want to feel better? You know,
exactly.
Do you want to see them get married? And, you know, like we go through that whole thing of, you know, what is life going to look like if you're healthy, and how is it going to look different if you're not? How's it going to feel different? How are they going to react to you if you're not healthy? And, you know, so we need to get really in here as well. But the gut and the brain are
connected.
Are connected. Yeah.
Yeah. And that why does have to be strong.
Yes.
And
has to be.
Sometimes people aren't ready because their why isn't strong enough yet.
Yes. It's so true.
And we might want it for them. However, that's not enough.
Right.
They do the work. We're just the guide.
Yeah. It took me a while to figure that one out. I wanted it for everybody and I couldn't understand why they didn't get it. But I've come along.
However, you had a very powerful why for yourself that triggered your own journey.
Yes. Because before that, I didn't have the why and I just kept doing what I was doing.
And what you've been taught, exactly, and what you knew.
Right.
So just out of interest, going back to that story, did you ever go back to the corporate world?
I did not. No.
So, and how
I'm
long
like a,
did it take you to actually heal to a place where you could properly function again?
oh gosh, it's been so long. It was 23 years ago. So I don't go back that detailed all that often.
Right.
I mean, I tell my story on this surface level.
Right.
But yeah. It's
I was just wondering if you had a timeline in mind only
yeah.
because.
I was so broken. Hopefully people don't wait to be as broken as I was before they come to people like you and I.
Well, and I asked that question because it was many years that caused you to be broken. Many
Oh, it
years.
didn't take that many to get better.
Exactly.
It took me like 40 something years to get that broken. It maybe took me two to get better.
Exactly. And so again, the power of our body's ability to heal when we create that in healing environment, that in the grand scheme of things, it heals very quickly. And however long you've been suffering for, that illness or disease has taken even longer in your body to get you where you're at today.
Right.
And where you finally paid attention to the symptoms because of the suffering, but it had been happening before that. Nobody
Oh,
goes
yeah.
to bed one night fully healthy and wakes up the next day and gets a diagnosis.
That's so true. So true.
It's been happening for a while. So
Yes.
that leads me into the question that I love to ask all of my podcast guests. What does "don't wait for your wake up call" mean to you?
Wow. It's with all of the resources that are available to us today, there are so many people that can help us to take those baby steps now while you're healthy. Don't wait until you're sick and hopeless, right? The information is available and the people are here. Obviously, you and I, you're in Canada, I'm on the other coast of the United of in Rhode Island. But I mean, if I had it to do over again, I say that I would do different, but who knows where I'd be today and what I would be doing today. So
And to also just stop and think about your why. What is your why? What do you want? Are you worth taking care of now?
I love every morning that I wake up because it's a gift. It's a gift. And tomorrow is promised to no one. So we may as well live our best life and our most healthy life while we're here, so that we can enjoy all the wonderful things that are here for us to enjoy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, Michelle, you very generously have donated a free gift of a free consultation and evaluation to the first five people who reach out to you from this podcast, letting you know that they have been connected through this podcast and through me. Thank you for offering that. If you want to talk a little bit more about that, and then also how people can get a hold of you if they would like to learn more and work with you.
Yes, absolutely. I have an 8-page intake form that asks everything, like all the questions, like, do you floss every day? Do you scrape your tongue? What kind of deodorant? What kind of toothpaste? What do you eat? You know, all the things, medications and childhood illnesses, everything. So it's very, very comprehensive. And then I'll take a look at it. Every time I come away with additional questions based on your answers, and then I'll put together some, you know, some baby step ideas for you. You know, I usually start with three things that you might change to get the quickest result. People can look at my website. It's mdrewnaturalwellness.com. My email is mdrewnaturalwellness@gmail.com. And I am on LinkedIn as M Drew. I'm not very active there. M Drew Natural Wellness on LinkedIn. And then on Facebook, it's just my name, Michelle Drew.
Fabulous. And I put all of that in the show notes for people so they can easily access it. And is there any last tips you would like to leave the audience with here today?
drink your water, hydrate, and half your body weight. You know, if you weigh 150 pounds, 75 ounces of water. And if you're not there yet, add a couple ounces a day. That will get you there very quickly and very painlessly.
Beautiful. And I fully concur with that. And in fact, I've been doing my health hacks recently on exactly that topic. So thank you so much, Michelle, for coming on the show, sharing your story, your wisdom, how you help people today. Your story alone, I'm hoping, will inspire others to let them know that they can also heal. And when they have that belief that you've done it, that allows their body to start healing, because we first have to believe we can heal before we can heal. So thank you for sharing your story, because I know somebody who needed to hear it will hear that.
I hope so. I hope.
And get on their healing journey. And thank you to my audience for tuning in each and every week, listening to these amazing, inspiring guests that I have on the show, and for being interested in your health, and for sharing this with others that you know need to hear this information. Have a fabulous week. Thank you for investing this time with me on the Don't Wait for Your Wake Up Call podcast. I'm so glad you joined in. If you can take 2 minutes to share this episode with someone you think can benefit and have a positive impact on their life, that would be wonderful. Please leave a review by going to your favorite podcast listening app and let me know what you enjoy or would like to hear more of. It will support me in my effort to bring the possibility of natural healing to a wider audience and help disrupt the sick care system we have today and make human health a global priority. Health is your true wealth.